best way to get you going. This is Breakfast Beat with Ghulam Fakir and Sagra Sheikh Essam. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
6:55 is where we're at this morning, and we move along to our first feature. Now, the DA is up in arms about a proposal that could see the removal of relics of colonialism. This after a consultative task team on the transformation of the country's heritage landscape resolved to recommend the removal of historical statues. Now, these, they propose, would be moved to theme parks that would be located across the country. The removal of statues that celebrate colonial heritage has garnered attention in some European countries as well, which appear to have been inspired by South Africa's Roads Must Fall student-led campaign. But joining us online to tell us a bit more this morning is Wandile Ekasibe, PhD candidate in sociology at UCT and co-founder of the Roads Must Fall movement. Wandile, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
Only a pleasure. Now, perhaps, you know, just for the benefit of our listeners and to create an understanding in terms of, you know, how has this proposal come about in terms of, you know, proposing to remove relics of colonialism, and how has the Roads Must Fall movement sort of influenced the step?
The Roads Must Fall movement, which was born on the 9th of March 2015, I think, you know, it's really been it has influenced, I think, processes that now we are confronted with, processes such as the, you know, the proposal to remove all colonial and apartheid symbols in public spaces. And you would recall that at UCT, you know, the figure that we mobilized against was Cecil John Rhodes, who we know very well that you know, he committed acts of genocide, and he, you know, put together laws that made it difficult for black people to live as dignified human beings. And as an outcome of that, and also other colonial crimes that he committed, for example, in places such as Zimbabwe, which was then called Rhodesia, meaning the land of Rhodes, mm-hmm. where he usurped the whole country and made it its own private property, and extended, you know, the colonial empire and extracted natural resources of our people and amassed wealth at the expense of our forefathers and forebears. And you have such a symbol, or such a person was glorified, at the heart of the university. And as black people, we couldn't really, you know, stand on the sidelines of history and be, you know, traumatized and be suffocated by such a symbol. And therefore, we then, mobilized against its removal, and it was removed on the 9th of April, 2015. It took about a month for the statue to be taken off, that plinth. And now, of course, we know for sure that the movement then gave birth to other, you know, movements across the world and, on the African continent. And today we are faced with another big question, or rather the question of questions. What happens then to other public, other colonial symbols that are in public spaces across, the province and across the country? Mm. And I think that this is where, society now, we have to deal with those colonial symbols and those apartheid symbols. Mm-hmm. And I think for us as the movement, this decision to take off or to remove colonial symbols is long overdue. That should have happened immediately, after that, that wave of 2015. But we do accept and we do, acknowledge, and we're excited about the proposal to remove these colonial symbols.
Now, Wandile, like you've mentioned, it's taken a really long time. I mean, we saw in 2015 Roads Must Fall movement serving as a catalyst almost for, these changes to come about. We're 25 years into democracy. We're a few decades in terms of independence for various African countries, but yet we still see these colonial relics. And we're speaking about relics. We're not only speaking about statues, for instance. We're speaking about places that have been named after colonial figures.
Yeah, I mean, these are, these symbols are basically a glorification of white supremacy, and therefore they really, add no value to a post-apartheid South Africa. They only appease the sensibilities of those racist whites mm-hmm. who want to preserve and hold on to the idea of their perceived white supremacy. And these people are stuck in that apartheid and colonial mentality. and they hold all of us at ransom. The people who are trying to protect, these colonial symbols. These are people who still believe that black people are subhuman. Mm-hmm. These are people who still believe that, their white, pigmentation, gives them the right to undermine the dignity of black people. We are saying these symbols are basically a glorification of white supremacy, and we are not going to, to allow, our people to be, to be undermined, and we are not going to allow ourselves also to be suffocated by such symbols, because these symbols are basically like a neck, like a knee on our neck. They suffocate us every time we go to a public space. We are confronted with the colonial symbols such as Louis Botha. We are confronted by Queen Victoria. We are confronted by Cecil John Rhodes. Mm. We are confronted by Jan van Riebeek. We are confronted by Smart. We are confronted by all of these symbols, which we don't believe that they should actually be glorified in any public space in South Africa.
Now, do you think, Wandile, that, leaders within government, have they done enough, or are they doing anything adequately in terms of, removing these colonial relics? And then I also want to know, just in terms of, the colonial past, forms part of history, but does it contribute to our heritage? What is your take on that?
Well, the response to that is, our government, they are moving at a slow pace, at a slow, velocity. And I think that society must pressurize government to remove these relics or these symbols with speed. And we are excited that we seem to be gravitating in that direction. Well, there are people who claim that this is basically an erasure of history. Hmm. They tend to forget that even the erection of these colonial symbols was actually an erasure of other people's history.
Hmm.
It's basically as an outcome of, the erasure or, the destruction of, native and indigenous peoples who actually were here before the arrival of these Western colonial forces. And therefore, you can't claim that, you are basically, tampering with somebody's history when you yourself actually tampered with somebody else's history. And therefore, how we understand it as, as black people is that this is actually a historical justice. It's a way of, bringing justice to a process that's actually ended up, destroying, African people. And we cannot also run away from the fact that, when the likes of Jan van Riebeek arrived here and started, taking, over and stealing our land through the barrel of a gun, that was not a cozy and friendly process. Our people were killed by Jan van Riebeek when that war started in 1659, arrived in 1652, and 7 years later there was a full-blown war which was called, the Dutch Khoi confrontation. And he killed our people there, and our people were destroyed, by Jan van Riebeek. And way before Jan van Riebeek, there were also other confrontations that had taken place here.
Certainly.
And this is how we lost our land.
Yes. Wandile, thanks so much for joining us. You've raised some great points that we will be discussing it a little later on in the show, but we thank you for your time. And that was Wandile Kasibe, PhD candidate in sociology at UCT and co-founder of the Roads Must Fall movement, speaking to us with regards to the proposal for the removal of relics of colonialism.